Well, let's talk about COVID relief. Millions of Americans, as you well know, are desperate for that. And the lame duck Congress is going to take that up. At this point, they're deadlocked. Will the president-elect, as his new position, unofficial, and as the head of the Democratic Party, will he work with Congress to try to broker a deal, or is he going to wait 10 weeks until January 20th?
Well, I think we all want to see something happen, and you know, he'll have to make the decisions based on what he believes is right, not only for the presidency that he will be building in January, but recognizing that he is now the president-elect and already a very important leadership position for the country. I think we all hope that that logjam in Washington comes to an end, and we'll be eager to see what progress can be made before and going into the administration.
It looks likely, not certain, but likely that Republicans are going to hold on to the Senate. There, it's going to come down to two special elections in Georgia, and Republicans will be favored in both. If Republicans hold the Senate, if the majority leader is Mitch McConnell, isn't that really going to hurt some of the boldest parts of the Biden agenda, things like a public option for health care or raising taxes by $4 trillion?
Well, again, first of all, Georgia has proven itself to be extraordinarily competitive. And so with the two fantastic candidates, Reverend Warnock and John Ossoff, that we have running, I have every expectation that it'll be a competitive race and that we can very well take the majority in the Senate. If that doesn't happen, at the end of the day, again, the thing we have going for us is that the American people are with us. We're not just talking about the House of Representatives and the White House. We're also talking about the strong majority of the American people, an even stronger majority than the one that brought Joe Biden to office. When we talk about some of the things you just mentioned, making sure the corporations and the wealthy pay their fair share, making sure that we expand access to health care. And so the McConnell caucus, the Republican caucus in the Senate, will have to decide whether it wants to continue facing down the American people and standing in the way of what America wants, which I think would be a decision strategically to make the Republican Party a party of minority rule. Or is there a willingness to reach across the aisle and get something done? Now, if we know one thing about President-elect Biden, it's that he's somebody who has that instinct of getting things done, reaching across the aisle, especially in a place like the Senate. And I think that's going to be exactly the set of attributes that will be so important to getting anything done at all.